This is No Pink Spandex episode 130 for Sunday, June 12th, 2011.
There's this thing called Jaden's Challenge, and I thought at, I don't know, there would be a challenge.
Jin's acting challenge.
I thought that there would be more of a conflict instead of like, ooh, we like to shoot at night. Let's just do some high shots.
It did work for them in the past.
This show needs to stop monologuing. Please stop monologuing. We don't need to hear every single thought you have in your head, especially when they're not that interesting. Just saying.
It's a time waster, and it just looks like lazy storytelling because you have to go into their heads and stuff when that's not even... If it was like a theme of the show to do those sorts of things where you hear what they're thinking, then maybe that would be one thing, but they only do it like once every few episodes for like one scene. It's like, I don't like this at all.
3 to 4 scenes.
This one was ridiculous.
If it advances the plot, that's one thing, but we had inner monologues where Jane's going, this is how it should be. Kids running around and playing. No monsters. Like, really?
Yeah.
We couldn't tell from the smile on his face after seeing all those paper airplanes and kids having a fun time. We didn't know that he was happy with it. I mean, you know what? For all we could know is that when he's smiling, he's thinking, oh, yes, more children to kill. Oh, yes. Gathering debate. Oh, yes. I mean, they're just trying to let us know that he's really not evil.
Here's the thing. If you took a poll of approximately every person in the world, how many people do you think would say this is not how it should be? Who's going to say, no, we should have monsters attacking it all the time. We should do that.
Who needs these kids?
Yeah, what are you adding to the conversation, Jaden?
Like happiness? Meh. The thing is like the previous episode, I was actually like, oh, he's leaving. He's about to not return right away. But then I'm like, all right, it's Samurai. He got to return at the end of the episode. But hey, they might like do something that's, you know, cutting edge or, you know, in their case, Barney-esque, you know, that's cutting edge for them. Anyway, do something that's a little shit. No, he walks. Looks at things.
He walks outside in the dark.
Yeah.
Crosses the street.
Crosses the street very painstakingly.
Mm-hmm. Did he look both ways? I don't know. I'm not sure.
He did wait for the signal.
He waited for the signal.
Yeah. And then, you know, the other Rangers, I understand the sick ones, you know, with the whole not changing the clothes thing, but the ones that are well, so are you just dirty whores or are you just...
Yeah, I actually noticed that too. I'm like, I'm pretty sure Emily...
I didn't notice at all.
Emily wore that last episode, didn't she?
But I can understand a little bit the sick ones. The sick ones are like, ooh, ow.
Injured and
they're
stuff.
Injured and like, ooh, I gotta go to battle. But the well ones,
can't they
especially the mother hen of them all, like, you can't cook and now you can't bathe? What's going on?
Well, can't somebody else get them fresh clothes? You know, Frank Sheba, somebody?
Exactly.
Get them some clothes? Do
Yeah, Mentor Master G-Grum, what's up? Can't you do anything? Instead of just like stalking, or in this case, giving space to Jaden?
Yes.
Give him space. Don't stare at him for 5 minutes.
It's like, where's Jaden? And then he goes outside. I'll give him space. It's okay. I'll give him space. Like, dude, you didn't know where he was and you were all worried. And now you're like, that's all right. I'm cool.
Well.
I'm going to actually start the episode so I know what the hell happened. I want to, talk about it. I'm not going to actually listen to it. I haven't heard it all before. Okay. Oh, that's the theme song. Rangers at the core, go samurai.
Stupid.
That's season two. Come on now.
Oh, God,
oh, that's
no.
Zio. Hello. Rangers at the core, go samurai.
Samurai yes. Season two, I see.
Oh, wow.
Where they turn into angels.
Right, exactly. Samurai angels.
All right. And then, like, you have to continue the night theme with Bulk and Spike sleeping
yes.
in the garage or whatever.
I gotta admit, when he had his daydream, that was pretty hilarious. I enjoyed it.
Or his night
dream. Because he was jumping. Yeah. He was jumping. His wet dream. He was jumping around.
God.
It was cute. It was very cute.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, whatever. It's just the same old. Except now he has the Pink Ranger to obsess over for 12 episodes before anything else happens.
So, although I'm getting to the point where I really want to see Bulk just beat the crap out of him. Just seriously. You're like 20 years older than this kid. Kick, beat him down.
Yeah, and they're sleeping together. Yeah.
They are. Very close.
Yeah.
And anyway,
wet dreams.
But in that time, Kevin was able to draw some schematics.
Oh yeah,
some very detailed schematics.
With some weird random equation. And honestly, how many schematics do you need for? You have two big Zords. You take one, you put it on the back of the other one. That's all you did.
But and then the thing is, like, when it actually happened, it wasn't like a struggle. It was. We'll start with this animal thing. There you go. Combine. Nothing happened. It wasn't like, back
in
the
day. It's a complicated process.
When you had like these new Zords and like, oh, you had to like figure out the complexities of the blah, blah, blah. And, it's
RPM.
Like, oh, what's going on and whatever. Mm-hmm. This one was like, all right, we have a color disc. Yay. Put it in. Woohoo.
Well,
combine. Yay. Boobs. Woo.
Yes,
it had to
yes.
be taught a certain symbol.
Yeah, that's the thing is they didn't say anything. The thing is he's trying to figure out the correct symbol. Because as you see in like other episodes of like Shinkenger, only certain symbols will actually produce things. So he was trying to figure out the correct symbol, but they never say anything here. Here it's random math equations for no reason.
We don't know what goes behind the symbol power process.
It would be amazing if they showed us.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yes, it would be.
This is a thing of like a TV show, like, and I kind of like to watch one when I watch Samurai.
It would be nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
An actual TV
like
show.
I forgot what the last bland episode, but this was so bland. I mean, it's.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Fine. You had the flashbacks with Jaden and his father. All right. Who is apparently still alive.
They don't actually say.
No, he's not alive. He's just...
Yeah,
they don't really...
I assume he's dead.
Go either way. I don't assume that he's dead. I assume that he's... What did he say? It was never run away from a battle, and it was like he was handing off the Zord. Like, he was running away. It wasn't like...
With the powers.
He was dying. Yeah.
Well, but I mean... Well.
Still morphed. Still morphed. Here's my symbol power. Bye. What?
Yeah, that was like they were really trying
this.
To make sure people understand. Oh, I get it. So he's the Red Ranger. Oh.
Except in the flashback in the last episode, we saw him demorph, and he did not look like that guy.
Yeah.
Did not. Unless... He was Asian. Now he's Captain Wonder Bread. So
I want to see an Asian mother. And some like progressive like take the woman's last name kind of thing because why is he not Asian? Why is he not Asian?
Yeah.
Progressive on Samurai, please.
I know, right?
Seeing how these women have been treated, give me a break.
I'm asking too much, right? Oh Lord. No, but seriously, why is his last name Shiba? Why is white man's name Shiba? Was he like adopted into a Japanese family?
Well,
there's so much. There's things I want to talk about right now, but I know we can't.
Yeah, we can. We don't have the rule.
Well, we don't want to spoil it for everyone.
Yeah.
Jeez.
We're not just talking to
ourselves.
Our
control.
Well, We're talking to our audience. There's at
oh,
least
now we're gonna put spoiler
and
limits
me,
on here.
And really, technically,
yes.
technically, we've already discussed it like many,
yeah.
many, many, many episodes ago. But I apparently people forget.
like me.
So,
even though I listen to these episodes like every single like 50 million times.
So do you want us to talk about it, Lisa?
Well, I don't know.
I want a fresh eye.
I want
a fresh eye, though. I mean, I'm the only one.
Okay.
Yeah, I do like that we have the control, but
well,
still.
It is. It's pretty much the worst kept secret since Tanaya is Dylan's sister.
Yeah, seriously, for samurai, this is going to be the absolute worst.
And
I mean,
in this episode, like twice, they kept G and Jane kept saying, "Oh, if they only knew." Oh, we can't tell them yet.
Not yet.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's very upfront. Whereas in Shinkenger, it's like you almost didn't even know that there was a secret because it was the subtlety was so.
They never mentioned a secret really outside of that one monster that attacked them and told them the truth.
Right.
And then besides
and then
that, they just use clever language.
Yeah,
so...
and you just throw it away. You know, you're not paying that much attention to it. After, you know, weeks later.
Right.
I kind of remember Juzo was. Up on it for a minute, like, "Ooh, there's something different about you." He was like, "What? Shut your mouth."
What a
yeah, but
vague.
Other than that, it was very, yeah, it was very subtle.
They never harp on it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like every week there has to be something.
Well, I must be, like, really dense, so, because I don't know what y'all talking about.
As soon as you see it, you'll be like, "Oh, duh, of course." Guaranteed. It's not so much the secret that was cool when it first happened in Shinkenger. It's what came with the secret that everybody thought was cool.
The effect of it.
Yes.
I
mean, it's a good secret. It's a good secret. Like, it delivers. But
maybe we'll get the same thing in Tamara.
Maybe. We'll see.
99% maybe. Oh,
yeah. You never know.
Yeah.
Hector's prompting us different things.
And then, okay. And then, I mean, I'm skipping on because, again, I don't really care. So, there are two things that stuck out to me, you see. Numero uno. Decker.
Decker!
Decker and his...
This is what I was talking about when he first showed up and people were saying, "Oh, he sounds like a better actor." And I'm like, yeah, because he hasn't had to emote one bit yet.
Yep.
The second he has to emote, he's cool. He was cool in this episode.
It absolutely was.
Yes. It's my destiny. I gotta fight the Red Ranger.
Yeah, I mean, he went from, yes, blah, 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 to, oh my gosh, like, this is my destiny. You don't understand. Like, make me fight him. Like, really? I'm like, where did all the cool go? Like, where did the cool go? Like, this is not cool at all.
Oh. Bunch of monsters. Time to pull out my Uramasa. Have you met Uramasa? This is Uramasa. He's gonna hurt you. It's Uramasa!
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't catch the name.
What was that name you heard again?
Not sure. I just, yeah, that was... Yeah, that was. I...
Special.
That was a flashback. I loved it. Yeah, I'm kidding.
Oh, God.
So, I mean, okay, and yes, Xandrid is mad because Decker's all, quote-unquote, saving the Rangers and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, all right, Xandrid, he comes out and he's like, "Look, I'm going to take care of you. Look, you are in my way." I'm like, fine. 2 points for doing
first
something.
First thing, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. First thing is done, like, the whole season, practically. 10 episodes.
All that medicine helped.
I was gonna say, yeah, he's pretty strong for a guy that needs medicine 24/7.
Yep.
But he drank something that wasn't his medicine in this episode. Didn't say what it was.
What
Didn't
was
say
it?
What it was.
Liquid courage.
You know, I forgot about that because I was gonna comment on that, but I was like, no, they'll explain what it was, I'm sure. And then they didn't go back to it.
It was milk. Come on.
That's what I thought they were gonna do back in the day. I was like, all right, it's white, so okay, he just likes his milk. But I guess he does kind of lay around drunk, so I guess medicine is the better choice.
Honestly, they've handled it fairly well, to be honest, for something so silly.
Yeah. It would just be, I don't know, it's just just feels like it's in your face all the time. Like, oh, I need my medicine. Rawr, rawr, rawr.
Well, he's drunk all the time.
I know.
Well, I mean, what I don't about know. Food?
They always have to talk about it, like, all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
It could be food sometimes, too. Like, bah, give me food. Bah, I need to.
I have a tummy ache.
Bah.
We haven't.
Oh, no, I have a tummy ache. Oh, give me my medicine. Bah.
It's practically impossible. It's practically impossible to cut to the bad guys where he's not laying on the ground in some way. So it's got to be something like that.
He's just sitting down. He's just
I mean, there's plenty of episodes where he's
sitting. There's sitting, and then there's like lounging and like almost lying on the ground. Come on.
They could cut. They don't need to use the exact footage from the episode. They could cut around.
Oh,
back in season
how little
one.
You know. How little you know.
The thing is, like, if they have his suit, right, they could at least do, like, the cheapo... Like, remember, like, way early in season one of Mighty Morphin where you had Goldar just up against a wall?
Yeah, on his little balcony, yeah. And he was just, rawr, rawr, I will go down for you, queen.
Yeah!
They could do
yeah,
that
and
for
waving
Sandra.
His sword, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, they could so easily throw in whatever they wanted,
should.
But they
yeah.
don't. Yeah.
God, but season one used so many of the same reaction shots over and over and over again. It was so silly. How many times did she beat on them with her staff and crap like that?
That would be the homage they're looking for.
Exactly.
We're gonna revisit that same set where Squad and Babu are sitting on the bleachers for no reason. Okay. And Squad does a little dance. He did his dance 5 times in one episode. Like, what are you
He's
doing with the dance?
Back. Very happy.
Exactly.
Same shot of his dance. I mean, what is up with Squat?
He
Come
is
on.
Very exuberant.
He is on the medicine hardcore.
Squat is referring to the dance moves. That's why his name is Squat.
Oh,
God.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Why? What did you think it was?
So yeah. So like that was one thing. I was like, okay, fine. You know, a little two steps forward. But anyway, so then the other part. Was when the Rangers come. I mean, like, you know, Jaden, I love the children scene, right? Besides the whole, like, you know, his secret plan to kill them all. Fine, whatever.
Yes.
And it's like, ah, crap, you ruined my plan. But anyway, he's telling the teacher, get the children away from the monsters.
Yeah. Yes.
And the children.
They're hanging around.
The monsters.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm sorry, but if a monster steps on your paper airplane and you go to get it, you deserve to die. That's just all there is to it. You deserve to die.
The kids are innocent. They don't know war.
They don't know that there's a scary looking thing.
A giant
scary looking thing.
With a
sword.
Clearly,
they will understand that the airplane is his. He is explaining his situation.
They think.
Excuse me.
This is not Ronald McDonald. Not Ronald McDonald. Run away, little kid. You're scared. Don't lie. Stop.
And what's ridiculous is that even after they sort of run, like, they kind of stay there.
Yes!
Like,
yeah.
They're huddled up.
Why are they staying in a place where there's no shade, no cover, no nothing, and then they're like, ooh, let's just watch. Let's just watch.
We'll be safe over here, 2 inches from the monster.
Of course. You know, right. And he has to further them along. Like, okay, I said take them away, not
I
take
said
them
away
to know? Like front row seat of like rattle. This is what happens when I'm.
I was kind of wondering why there were like a dozen kids there and like 5 dozen paper airplanes on the ground. They're just littering at that point in time. There's so many paper airplanes there for some reason.
Okay, well, once you make one, you can't, like, reuse it. Like, what are you thinking? We have to kill more trees.
Yeah, how much symbol power he wasted? He wasted a lot of symbol power making all those paper airplanes.
Excuse me, like, killing trees and making airplanes. That's what we do. That's what we do.
That's why he doesn't morph in the first, you know, couple of minutes is he wasted his
symbol
power.
He's got to recharge.
Yeah.
Too many paper airplanes gets him killed.
It's for the children.
But yeah, but besides that, right? That was hilarious. So then, you know, he's fighting all. I'm not like, oh, great. Unmorph scene. Yay. With the swords. Okay, fine. Okay, all right. He gets beat, knocked down, whatever. The others come in. Mike says his little... You know, he's just like, bam, bam, bam. He says, like, hey, can we join a party or some kind of crap or whatever. But it was good crap. It was, like,
it's good.
Then the other said stuff.
Yeah.
Mia said, basically, Rangers together, Samurai forever.
Yeah. Yes.
In a roundabout way.
Right.
Yes.
See, that's the thing is, those four come in and they say things that are incredibly generic and are just like, we're here to help you. Well, duh, you've always been there to help him. But see, when I'm watching the Shinkenger and the four come in and they've had this nice long conversation where they explain their different positions. And then so when they come in, they say things that reflect their personality and it explains, you know, what they've learned during these last couple episodes. So it feels like, you know, Jaden's getting something from them. You know, he's learning something. And here it's just, we're here to help you.
Yeah.
We'll never leave you.
The Japanese version was actually really emotional. Oh, whoa, okay,
hilarious when they got to the Yellow Ranger last because she's so bad with her words and she just basically says, I don't want you to die, because it really shows how, you know, how blindly loyal she is and how nice she is. It's really cute, this great scene, and then here, it explains the whole problem of samurai in general. The four rangers are just four rangers. There's barely any characterization to them. Every once in a while we get a hint of their Shinkenger counterpart, but that is it.
Yeah. It's kind of sad, and at the end, like when Emily's line is, "Yeah," and that is, you know, it's like, thanks.
Got anything more you want to add there, Chief? Anything?
It's like, yeah. All right.
Honestly, Jaden should just be like, not feeling it," and walks away.
Forget this.
And then, of course, there's another inner monologue. Yeah, that's my team. Yeah, I'm like, we don't need that. At all, please shut up.
Nothing happened. Did Kevin and Emily not running in front of the blast in the last episode tell you the same thing in a better way? Honestly?
Yeah. Kinda did.
Yeah.
What did this add?
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. I'm thinking, oh, we're gonna get an unmorphed scene that's like kinda cool and whatever.
I mean, the physicality of it was pretty well, it was leaps and bounds ahead of everything else.
But they talked, which ruins things.
Mm-hmm.
We've been over this. Well, stop the talking.
Physicality.
We understand that you will protect them.
And like, I'm watching Shinkenger, and before they run in, like they're talking and they explain the gravitas behind being the Lord, you know, being the main guy. And the Pink Ranger talks about how she couldn't handle it if she was in his position. You know, it's a big effing deal. So when this happens, you know, I feel like it's a big effing deal. Here, it's just, Jane's the leader.
Let's go get him.
Let's get him, because we work for him. Okay.
Yeah, right. I mean, okay. And then, like, mentor, master, whatever, face. You know, when they get the signal that Jaden's in trouble, and then they're all like, you know, we got to go and save him. And then mentor, I forgot what exactly he says, but it's like, something like...
He says that that Jaden originally started fighting by himself because he didn't want to bring them into this, which is something we would probably see during the very first episode, which we have not seen.
Yeah.
Because it actually starts out with him fighting by himself, and he fights the fact that he doesn't want the other four to come.
Yeah, he basically says, I can do this on my own, and G is basically, well, you kind of do need some help, so...
Yeah. We haven't seen any of that in Samurai because we haven't seen the premiere or the first two episodes or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. So it's kind of like this, like, well, he didn't want to fight alone. He wanted to fight alone and he didn't want you guys to come along. He's like, well, all right. So he can stay there after running away. But mind you, ran away. Mm-hmm. And he's outside. He's doing this on his own. And yet... Mentor is saying this because you want him to, like, I don't get why this is said now. I don't understand. You would say, hey, look, be careful, you know, if they're going out there because two of them got hurt already, whatever, or like give some little, I don't know, mentoring as to how to deal with the monster at hand, because two of them got hurt already. But I don't understand why he would say, look, you know, he wanted to fight alone. He didn't want you guys to go. Why is he saying this? He's in trouble. What? Just, why are you stopping?
Well, I think the mentor is trying to, you know, relinquish the idea that they have to do it. You know, like he's trying, you know, he's trying to make it quite clear to them that this is that despite the fact that, you know, generations and generations are supposed to help the Red Ranger, that it really is their choice and they don't have to run into battle. They can, you know, they can back out because,
Yeah, they can put
you
him
know,
in trouble.
they don't have to follow tradition. Well, the thing is, this is something that the audience has always known about the Red Ranger's feelings of this whole thing, but the other Rangers didn't. However, us as an audience, having not seen the premiere, we don't know this, so it's kind of weird.
That's just awful.
It's completely brand new information to everybody, so it seems really out of left field.
I mean, come on, like, dudes, like, women, children of all ages, brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, can you please tell me why I should keep watching the show?
Oh no. Like,
Um,
it's Power Rangers.
because we do a podcast.
Basically, I mean, honestly,
I'm all for backing out now.
I'm to the point where it's
No.
like I almost don't want to support it just because it's so badly done as far as I'm concerned. The only thing that motivates me to want to keep supporting it is just so we could get something else later, and that is better than this. But yeah, this particular season, just right now,
I just
this.
tell myself, I sat through Mystic Force, I sat through Overdrive, I sat through Jungle Fury, I can sit through this.
All of which was better for me than this.
Oh, I don't know. It's hard to say at this
Okay,
point.
I definitely liked Overdrive better than this. I mean, it's not even a question. There are doubt in my mind.
I don't know,
There
because
are
at
moments in
least.
Overdrive where I did want to kill people, but I mean, there was more to say, talk about stuff.
To me, the characters, I mean, yes, it's Overdrive and they didn't always do an amazing job, but like they all had distinct personalities and like backgrounds and stuff. Whereas these guys, I'm still sort of groping to see like where the hell, where does Mia come from? Like,
These are
what is
all
her deal?
groping. You said you're groping.
They're just all re this just Barney versions of like every season that we've seen so far. Like really Fisher Price,
Watered
Oshkosh
down.
B'gosh,
Yes.
freaking yeah. I mean it
Jamboree.
just take any of the characters that we've seen over the years and dumb it down to like Teletubby level, and this is what we get. And I can't take it. I can't sit back and be like,
I'm kind of fascinated by the whole train wreck nature of the show.
You're stupid.
It's like unbelievably bad, but it I can't like pick certain things that are really horrible, you know? Like it's so bland bad. You know, I can't sit there every week say, "Oh, I'm gonna hate this character. They're gonna do something stupid and I'm gonna make fun of it." Eh.
Yeah, it's a toss-up because you never know what you're gonna get.
You never know who's gonna be stupid.
It's like a box of
It's
chocolates.
a grab bag of retardation.
Oh.
When they said they were revamping MNPR, they were not lying.
God.
It's a show.
That's on television.
Yep, it's definitely one of those.
Yep, and look, again, I say the cast, I bet you they're beautiful, wonderful people. Nice. I bet
I'm
you they're
sure.
lots of laughs, you know?
Except the girls are a little standoffish.
What?
A little
Anyway.
standoffish. A little
Wow.
standoffish. Like the
You're.
three guys look like nice people. Nice people.
Wait, are you. Please tell me not serious.
Well, I don't know. They always seem quiet whenever somebody talks to them.
What?
Anyways, what the hell are they doing?
Just gotta
Anywho.
protect themselves from the horny fanboys.
Yeah, Emily has to hide her feet.
Apparently.
apparently. Right, yeah, that's kind of scary. But yeah, bet you all very nice people and wonderful to be around. I just want to see them in other projects, doing other things.
Yes.
I kind of don't either.
But the thing is that
kind of good as is.
I want to see if they are actually it's them.
You want it to be proven that it's the show that's making them look so bad.
Yeah.
I bet they are a contributing factor.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, not that big of... I just can't believe.
Because
I don't think Mia is going to be good in anything.
Okay, no, but let's be honest, right? Let's be honest, though. Like, okay. I'm sorry. I had my headphones on the wrong way. And here we go. Bam. Comfort. All right. Here we go. Now, being the rebel Mike, I'm not saying it's not hard, because we've seen some. Okay, I'm not saying it's not hard, but it's easier to be the person that goes against the grain, your kind of thing. It's easier to play that, you know. It's kind of be easier to kind of play a cool guy. So okay, fine, you know, Mike's doing well. Hector, okay, fine, cool. Then you have Waxen Dude. His direction.
Serious leader.
Is serious person. I mean, we've seen a lot of serious people who don't look like they belong in a museum full of other people. So that might be a toss up, you know? And then you have Kevin.
Wow.
Who's, oh, which is hilarious in the cockpit. Oh my gosh.
Again, I just can't understand why when you're shooting original footage, you have to have them act over the top Shinkinjury.
Yeah.
Kevin, what is Kevin? That's not what Kevin would do. That's what Ryunosuke would do.
Yeah, I don't understand why. I mean, it's new footage. I don't understand why Kevin, who doesn't do that in normal life,
who doesn't jump up and down and shake people's hands vigorously,
right, who really gives more side eye to people, second to Mike, you know, why is he all like, oh, thank you so much, like, what? It's like, is that the only, like, really the only time you're gonna show emotion is when they're all goofy like,
what? They really are on autopilot with this whole thing. It's just like, whatever. If it's in Shinkinger, just put it in. You know, unless it's too violent or something, then they can change it slightly. But otherwise...
It's so weird. It's just so weird. You know, so like, Kevin is... And then, okay, so I come to the girls, right? Because the girls, I personally believe and honestly believe that they are clearly directed to be like, okay, no, that you look too mean there. No, smile more, smile. Okay,
yeah.
Smile. Go ahead. No. Don't say like, hello guys. Say hello guys. Oh my gosh.
I know Mia can't stop saying everything she says. It's remarkable.
Oh, you're talking about Mia. I'm talking about Emily.
Well, it's the same difference, really. Like you can tell the difference between one and the other.
But I don't necessarily think that they would be like that in a different kind of show.
Dude, I don't know, because it seems like every time we have bad actors, we say that.
Well, I'm not saying that I think that they would be like absolutely outstanding, but I feel like there's a level far beyond this still.
They still have a track record of treating women very, very stereotypically. So I would not be surprised if they were like, okay, all right, here we go. Just cutesy it up. No, cuter. Okay, look, rainbows, bunnies, hearts, pink. No, even though you're yellow, think pink. I wouldn't be surprised, ponies, though. Like, ponies.
I wouldn't be surprised either. But since we've only seen Emily have that range where she lowered it down and she was kind of cool for that 1 second, I would only give her the benefit of the doubt. I wouldn't give Erica the same.
What? I think pink and blue are hopeless.
Yeah.
I think the other three might be decent in other things, but those two I've written off.
I will say that I think they may be the weakest, but I'm just saying, like, if we thought certain things about Emily going in, and then she proved us slightly potentially wrong.
I mean, she's not blowing us away. So
no, that's what I'm saying. Slightly potentially wrong, right? then I could say the same thing could apply to somebody else. They just haven't been given that chance to show it yet.
Yeah, because let's be honest. Like, I mean, what they've given Mia is
Nothing.
cooking badly and snuggling up to the black guy.
Yeah.
You
I
know
think
what?
like her
Maybe.
best thing is like chopping up the whatever it was to
Yeah, and I
for
wasn't sold on
food.
that. She wasn't funny in that scene. It was just.
Maybe I would
Let
be
me.
more open to this if I hadn't just sat through a couple months of people saying, maybe Ricardo's better after 10 years. And then I watched this episode.
Things are the same.
10 years did nothing. Nothing. So there's no benefit of the doubt in me at this moment for other actors.
No, not really.
Nope. Sorry.
Wow.
Well, I'm not gonna write them off just because we know that one Power Ranger actor comes back to Power Rangers and is still the same. Like, you
And by
can't
the way,
apply that to everybody.
isn't it great that the episode that comes next they're skipping is the one that focuses on the two girls? Just skipping that one.
Good times.
I mean, I know the content is hard to adapt, but I'm not sure if it's a good thing that they're skipping it because it's on the two girls, or if it's a bad thing because it just tells us that they don't care about the girls more.
Was there a preview?
No, I don't think there's an episode next week. I think it's Easter,
Easter.
right? Yeah.
Easter.
No, because no, but the week after that is Gold Ranger time.
So they're really gonna start in with the Gold Ranger before they show the premiere, whatever you want to call it, first
Word,
two
son.
episodes. I guess all won't be revealed.
Wow. Do people even know? Have we just discussed that at all? Like, so people who just listen to us and don't, like, go online or anything have no idea what that
Who would
is.
just listen to us and not go online?
Well, I mean, no. I mean, there's plenty of people who have listened to random episodes and not, like, trolled Ranger Board for hours
Or
or whatever.
Twitter. But
Yeah.
yeah, I
I don't
mean,
think we've
like
talked about it. No,
hundreds.
we haven't. We've never talked about it, no.
Well, on the official Power Rangers Twitter, I forgot a somebody asked them, when we're gonna see the premiere or something, or like something about the premiere ish, and
Yeah.
they said, and then they revealed, not revealed, haha, the Twitter said that all will be not revealed. Reveal-ode.
Revealed with an
Capital
O
O.
thrown in after the L. So people
Right.
thought it said it meant 10, so that episode 10 would be magical.
Right. Which, it just looked like a typo to me,
Yeah, I thought so
but
too.
it was multiple times that they tweeted it the same way, so.
They just copied and pasted.
And if you can't see a typo by then, you're just horrible. But so yeah, that's why they thought they thought that the LO meant 10, and that would be the premiere. Maybe they thought all will be revealed for the
Wow.
And the Gold Ranger. Or maybe the Gold Ranger is bringing the premiere. Here you go, guys. Pop in the tape. This is what happened.
The tape.
It's like Legacy of Power.
I know, I'm bringing it back, right? A tape. I'm bringing it back.
He's popping in the tape.
Yes.
Popping it
Like,
in the
okay, I
Betamax.
brought this tape. Wait, what?
It's like, no, guys, turn on the 8-tracks, right? Turn on 8-track. Yo,
What?
let's watch this VHS.
Here's my film reel. Let's go.
Really, you got a setup? You have a blank wall?
Oh. And oh. So you didn't have anything to say about your buddy Scott Tisch? Anything he did in this episode you liked? I know he's your
Yeah.
boy. He's your boy, so.
Scottish. Let's see. He didn't talk that much, so it wasn't. He didn't really talk. That's the fun part.
Ah.
So.
Is that what it was? By the way, this.
Okay, they were in the what's your face, the ship, and then ooh ah ooh was telling Dayu, ooh, why don't you do something? And blah, blah, blah. And then Dayu's like, ah, okay, you Scottish, go do your get the Red Ranger. And
Don't
he's
forget the return of the yellow balls, and they said ooh ah ooh.
Oh, and he called them worry warts. And I think that, that's actually meant to be capital W, capital W. Worry warts. That's what they are. They are the worry warts.
Mm-hmm.
And they repeat your worries or something. I don't know.
All right, boy.
Yeah, all of them saying ooh ah ooh. Oh, Lord. That was...
And by the way, this little kid does not look like Jayden. He is not nearly waxing
enough. Yeah, no. Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, he was very like... attractive.
That's wrong.
Excuse me.
Okay, spy.
Wow.
That's...
Are you being mentored by mentors? Well?
Yeah, that's right.
It's a comment you should probably take back.
Television attractive person.
Okay, anybody?
Wow.
Their physical comments you want to give to the
I was just going to say,
he's
he
not
wants to disrobe,
ugly.
God.
Oh my God.
But he wasn't waxing, he just had the hair.
Yeah, the hair wasn't dark enough. I mean,
maybe he grows into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, puberty wasn't kind to
our
leader.
Oh, God. Anyway,
yeah,
so we're continuing. So the kid, I mean, yeah, it was the little, oh yeah, the little kid crying because his dad went away.
Oh. For a job.
Getting those tears out. And he's like, I know how you feel. Flashback.
See, it was more powerful in Shinkenger because in Shinkenger the little kid's dad died during a monster attack.
Yes. And there's so many like
so that powers the Red
Ranger. Dads who are ambiguously gone on this show.
They really are.
We saw Kevin's dad. He's alive, I guess.
He's still there.
Yeah, somewhere.
He's also not,
still in the
not Asian. Also not Asian.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, we don't have footage of him declaring that he was.
Mm-hmm. Let's hope his mama.
I know. I mean, dang, they all
there's a lot of
Asians in New Zealand.
Lots of Asian ladies running around. Like, they can't have Koichi's wife play every role.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, yeah. I know she's the go-to, but you can't have her be Kevin's mom and Jaden's mom and Mike's mom and just puts a wig on each time. Something.
It's a complicated family.
I am different Asian.
I'm not gonna lie, that would be kind of funny.
You know what? I'm sorry, but like, she should be Spike's mom.
Spike.
Just for funsies. Just to piss people off.
That's Kimberly's job.
To piss people off. It'd be like, what? Not Kimberly! Some Asian lady! Hey, it has to be a samurai, right? Gotta learn how.
It's Cassie!
Cassie, what the?
That's right. Tell me it's not. Prove it's not. Yuli, what is wrong with Cassie?
No, I'm just saying Cassie was Skull.
What is wrong with that? They would make a beautiful cup.
I love it. So, yeah, I mean, was there anything else in this episode that I forgot? Or
I'm skipping right now. I'm looking. Crazy long morph sequence. Crazy long summoning. Bulk has a neck problem.
Flying Moogers.
Kevin's a spaz.
Okay, has the Zord never flew before?
Well, no, it can't.
No, they had the flying.
Well, I mean,
the
individual things do
the
when
battle
they're
wing.
Transforming.
The wing does by itself. The battle wing does by itself, but the Megazord didn't know. What's it going to fly?
The girl was like, whoa, we're flying! Wow!
Well, she hasn't
well, the
flown
girls
yet. The three
don't
guys
get to
have.
Fly. See, that's...
Only the three guys
I
get to fly
it.
That.
I love it. It's like the Where's Waldo of sexism, the show. That's... It's great. Every week we can find something.
Okay, girls, go to the back of the Zord.
Back of the Zord.
Yeah.
Dang, I might be black. Anyway, so... I mean, I'll write this up. I'll start, because I mean, there's nothing really...
And then they come back and say, let's go see a movie. Is it romantic comedy?
Yeah, like, come on,
I'm
do
a
something.
Girl.
Do something that
I only like romantic comedies.
Of course, do something that you've never done before. Let's
yeah,
go see a
thing.
Movie.
That was the thing. Let's do something new. You've never seen a movie?
No, like they only go to the amusement parks.
Rainbow's
it just seemed hilarious the way they
yeah.
set it up. Like, let's do something new. I thought they were going to come up with something really original or something, but no, let's go to the movies.
Mike wants to go see a zombie movie.
That was great.
I thought he'd want to go see Ninja vs. Bear.
Volume 5.
This summer.
I would watch Ninja vs. Bear. I don't know what to tell you. That'd be a good one. Good movie. Anyway, that's the whole episode. It was unremarkable.
That's
all
word.
Right.
Two.
Jeez. Three.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, now I sound
Wait.
Generous because
everyone's Whoa.
Like two. But yeah, I gave it a three
Three.
Too just because it was a
Whoa.
Run-of-the-mill. It was
Oh my
vanilla.
God. What's wrong with you two?
No.
Something is seriously. What did you like about this episode that made it three?
Like, you should let Spy actually continue what he was saying.
No, I was done. I was fine. But...
See?
You were totally
just...
talking, and then he started screaming.
Why don't you just talk?
Oh, interest. But it was, yeah, it was just a run-of-the-mill episode. It wasn't like anything I absolutely hated in here. It wasn't like unexplained fishermen showing up or anything. It was just
right.
very boring, very average.
Just unexplained lineage now. That's just the problem.
Well, that was...
Not...
That's
Something's
a continuation,
right.
though.
Yeah, I mean, we would have to...
Yeah, but we've somehow seen White Boy when he was Asian Boy last episode.
It's still all very new. We still have to sort this Japanese lineage
the,
out.
The
I mean, once we get to that episode where...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The reason why this gets a two for me, heavily is based upon the to-be-continued. When you have a to-be-continued... The continuation should be better. It's something that I'm waiting to see. It's something that I have been waiting a week to find out what happens. And then when you find out that nothing happens, then you can get mad. You're like, why? Why did I could have been watching something else. I could have watched anything else that, like, I don't know.
Yeah, there was not 22 minutes worth of material in that episode.
No.
Not even close.
No,
not even
wasn't.
Close.
Well, there never is, really.
This
That's
was
true.
Probably the worst, though. I mean, honestly, of material-wise.
It felt as if they had an episode that, one episode that ran a little bit too long. We're like, crap, we're gonna do- oh.
Crap, has to come back. Okay, 22 minutes of that.
Part two, to be continued.
It's like the episode is set up telling us, okay, Jaden's going to learn a very important lesson. And then at the end, they tell us, Jaden learned a very important lesson. But in the middle, I didn't see Jaden learn a very important lesson.
Did they tell us he learned a lesson?
I don't
Well, they made it seem like his attitude. Like, he's like,
I know
I
you
just,
were supposed to.
He's like, I just, I'm ready to go. I got something that I didn't have before. I'm ready.
Yeah, I have
you
a team.
Already
that,
had a team.
Right. That's the thing. Like, you were
yeah.
all, okay, this is the thing. He was afraid that he did not want to get the others hurt, in danger. Don't want them putting their lives on the line just for him. So, okay, fine. He leaves so that he can, like, get this burden off of him. He doesn't want to be burdened or whatever. But, of course, there's always going to be a burden because, hello, they're after you, mother bleeper. They ain't after them. They're after you. And, of course, the Ranger's like, you know what? Nah, he left. He all right. He good. Where did this change? There was no change. I don't understand. Like, there's no change from
well,
first
he
episode.
Was, he was out. Supposed. He was supposed to have a long, drawn out conversation with the lady that was watching the kids, but he did not.
The lady that was watching the teacher.
He
that
was
taken
supposed
up by
to.
Bulk and Spike.
Yes, he was supposed to have a conversation that really, you know, propelled the story forward. He did not. Bulk had to worry about his neck instead.
Yes. And I mean, really, I think, again, I mean, obviously the Shinkenger version was better, but like the reason for it this time is because of all of the little Mighty Morphin bits that they're sprinkling in, like of the flavor of like them constantly saying, if we work as a team, everything will be wonderful. Like to me, this lesson, if he is learning a lesson, was already something he knew from the get-go. And he kept repeating over and over again in past episodes, like, we're a team, we help each other, we're good, we trust each other, da-da-da-da-da, you know? And so he comes to the end of this episode and basically says the same thing. Oh, I have my team together, we trust each other, we da-da-da-da.
It's
like,
yeah.
nothing. It's just
yeah.
well, the same crap.
This episode is supposed to be just as much about the four of them realizing their independence and how much Jaden sacrifices as much as it is Jaden realizing their loyalty and, you know, that this is bigger to them than just tradition. You know, they both, all five of them are supposed to figure something out.
And you know what? And honestly, that would have been amazing. It's like, oh, well, I mean, besides the title of the episode, Jaden's Challenge, but whatever, right? Like, let's forget that for a moment. It would have been awesome, like, if he went away for a bit and they figured out how to muster around without Jaden and be like, all right, well, you know, we gotta figure this crap out and whatever. Okay, I mean, like, yes, Kevin drew his, what's his nuts, the scrap with the Zords and junk or whatever. But it's just like, other than that, nothing happened. I mean, nothing. It was just the same stuff that we get in every single episode.
Yeah, it felt like every episode where one ranger ends up fighting the bad guys and then everybody else runs and saves the day.
Yeah.
So why did we need two episodes to do that?
I think the thing about, like, I didn't necessarily think of this as being, like, part two. And I think if they had just taken off that little to be continued part, I mean, it would still be the same. But I guess it might not have pushed this idea into some people's heads where, oh, this is part two. This is the continuation of the same idea. To me, this is just an episode, you know? Which just happens to have him gone already, as opposed to him leaving, you know, in the first 5 minutes, you know, like a regular episode, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the way it always is in Shin Kendra. It's always to be continued. Like, it's always flowing. But with this, it's like, we're not expecting some big climactic resolution to his leaving. Like, it's just another episode.
But Shin Kendra tells us this brings this act to a close.
Why didn't they bring that over for Power Rangers? I'm so lost.
They brought over enough. I'm good. Jeez.
Yeah, I can't deal with, like, I just...
I do think the grades are going to get harsher pretty soon, though, because I'm pretty fed up. Like, yeah. I think we're going to be dealing with ones and twos in the coming weeks.
Jesus.
So, over at Hench and Justice, people are asking questions to Judd Lynn, and Judd Lynn has started answering some of these questions. All right. So one of the questions was, did you write a new ending?
2 RPM.
2 RPM. They mentioned, I'm not going to read them, it's too stupid. Anyway, so basically, he says that... when Eddie G, I like when he calls it Eddie G, it's hilarious. When Eddie G, the original executive producer, left, two of the show's writers left with him, Jackie one of them is Jackie, and sorry, I'm skimming, crap. And he was only left with himself and John Tellyden. And then John was unhappy at how the whole situation was developed, so they weren't really in sync. Then he said he walked into a mess, had to deal with several people.
Time and budget.
And then he said as far as the specific ending, he didn't really want to hear it from anybody because a couple of actors wanted to tell him what Eddie had in mind. But he, well, for legal reasons mainly, he can't.
I don't buy that.
Well, no, you don't buy that. That's actually... Wait.
You can be, like, sued and taken down for that.
No.
Actually...
You can basically use it. It's Disney's intellectual property.
But it's not anything that was already in stone or as script-wise written down?
Maybe.
Oh, we're going to go on this.
So anyway.
Really? Yeah.
I'm just saying it's not the strongest line I've heard.
The point is...
I cannot...
yes, but the point is he chose not to hear from anybody what Eddie might have had planned.
Mm-hmm.
He went with his own story.
For personal reasons.
Because he says, and then he goes on to say, right? He said, as far as Dylan, he was not my favorite character. And a whole mysterious sister thing, been there, done that. In space, remember? Did I think it would be a surprise? It would surprise anyone? No, but then again, killing the shark at the end of Jaws didn't surprise anyone either. It's the voyage to the goal that I tried to make memorable. I did not choose to make the season all about Dylan. But the way Eddie had set it up made this a logical choice. He was the most dramatic and dimensional character. He had all the Ranger qualities with a healthy dose of mystery. Yes, if I'd had more time and a staff of good writers to kick around ideas with, I'm sure I could have reworked the story arc and made the season better. But
I like the word you put the emphasis on. Good.
But what I was given, I was blah, 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 blah. Anyway. So basically, he's laying a smackdown. He was like, meh. Eddie, meh. Didn't like what he did. Meh. Could have made it better if I had, you know, my own peeps.
Well, I'll just say, like, if he declined to hear what Eddie actually had planned, then I'm not sure he really... he's just going off of what he predicts would have happened, right? Based on what actually was shown in the episodes, like, so Dylan being the sister of Tenaya, you know, stuff like that. It doesn't necessarily mean that he had to, like, that he was locked into doing that, because you could always do a surprise twist. Just in his case, he just chose not to do that.
I don't think Dylan's the sister of Tenaya, Tristan. And just said, just pointing out, he does have the hair. I agree.
The brother, you know what okay. I'm saying.
I think he should have turned over every stone. In as much as if he doesn't have lots of time, and if he needs to do this quickly, he should have at least heard what the plans were, and, you know, said maybe I'll take a little bit of that. Maybe I'll take a little bit of that. But if he didn't want to hear it, I don't appreciate that. Do not appreciate it.
I mean, I don't know if it's a matter of disrespect. I mean, he did give what I thought was a reasonable explanation for why he wouldn't. And also, I mean, if it is his own little story, then I can understand not wanting to do that and just kind of come up with something that was serviceable, you know, on his own, which I do think it was serviceable. Now, whether or not it was better is another question.
Yeah.
I just feel like, yeah, yes, you don't want to hear, I want to hear what the other guy had to say. It's not something that you want to hear. At the same time, it's like, well, you don't want to get bombarded with too many people's ideas to the point where you're like, oh, okay, well, you just, like, he kept saying that, like, he wanted to go with his gut. So in some cases, you just kind of have to do that and just hope for the best. In his case, his half wasn't the best. So...
Well, see, that's my thing, is it, I mean, like it or not, you're coming into a show that is halfway done, and it had a clear direction going into it. I mean, it wasn't one of those seasons where it's just a bunch of standalone episodes. And if you don't have a lot of time, I think it's a good idea to at least look at what the end result was possibly going to be, and, you know, cribbing from that a little bit, maybe. Or, I mean, to me it would speed up the process, and it would make things easier if you had a jumping off point. And it seems to me like he just wanted to go in there completely cold, and I can understand that as, like, a writer, that you don't want to just use the other person's stuff, but realistically there's a lot working there already, and it's not a good idea, you know, functionally, to go completely cold. I think that was a bad choice.
When you say completely cold, I don't know if 20 episodes, or not 20, but however many episodes there were, are already in the can, and you see all those scripts and whatever is finished already. That's not necessarily going in cold. I mean...
Well, I mean, going in cold so much is the sense that he... wants to do it, you know, completely his own stuff. You know, like, he doesn't... I mean, I don't understand, like, if someone's done 20 episodes and they've already got a script down for, you know, 21 through whatever, I wouldn't at least, you know, go through those.
But the problem was,
there
wasn't a script for 21 through whatever. I mean, when he got there, they needed scripts.
Well, I know, but, I mean, why wouldn't you... I mean, at least ask the actors wanted to offer some help. I mean, why wouldn't you take some of that, or at least listen to it, hear them out? You know, seemed like he was pretty determined to do his own thing no matter what, which is probably part of the reason why, you know, you hear things like, you know, he didn't, not a lot of people were best buds with him.
Best buds.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're coming in on a project where somebody was fired, why, it seems like you would at least attempt to ingratiate yourself to the people who are still there. And if
Yeah.
you don't want to listen to the actors, that seems like you're doing the exact opposite.
Okay, well,
Well,
there's a
but
difference
I
between,
mean, yeah.
okay, well, in terms of the overarching season progression, you know what? It's okay, fine. It's not like I'm not going to listen to you ever.
Yeah.
I think there's a difference. You know, it's
Yeah.
like, you know, actors, yeah, I'm going to hear you out or whatever, but like, in terms of like writing, yeah,
Yeah.
do your job. Just sit the acting. It's okay.
Yeah,
You
no,
know.
nobody's saying like he didn't speak to the actors whatsoever, or you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure he's had conversations with all of them, and about their characters and where they might see themselves and stuff like that. Stuff that an executive producer would be expected to do, just not necessarily when it came to like specific story arcs that where Eddie specifically said he wanted to go. He might have said, "Okay, thanks, but we'll go off of what we know so far."
Okay.
I don't necessarily think he was just like, shut up,
Nice.
just...
Okay. Maybe. Maybe.
It's like,
I
black
don't know.
boy, get me my coffee.
Amazing, Emma
Oh.
Truman. What?
Oh.
Excuse me.
He better not have said any cursory words to Mason F. and Truman, or it will be
I don't think
going
Mason
down.
F. and Truman would have taken that crap.
No, he wouldn't. He would have taken that coffee and thrown it in his face.
Shoot, he would tell Judlin, build me a house.
That's right.
And
My
what?
show. Unacceptable. Unacceptable. All right, now I hate Judlin because he probably said something to Mason F. and Truman.
He's
Yep.
just not probably saying anything. Oh my God.
Oh, snap. Another
You've got it
question.
in my head. You've got it in my head.
Another
I hate you,
question that was on there is that did Saban approach you to come back? And
Two Power
then
Rangers Samurai.
and Two Power Rangers Samurai. And if not, did you show any interest in returning? So this is what I'm gonna just read everything because you know whatever. Haim Saban put many of the same people onto Samurai that he had used in the past. Yes, I was asked if I'd like to be involved, but the kind of involvement I might be interested in wasn't available, so ultimately I declined. Remember, I've done this show a long, long time, and what I used to do was pretty unique. I was in on casting, creating a season story arc. I could write any story I wanted with certain limitations. I could direct whenever I wanted. I could escape my office and go down to the set and hang out with the cast and crew whenever I wanted. It was great. The new situation would require mostly writing, never directing, and never being on the set since the writers would be in LA. Not really much of a comparison, eh?
Not at
E,
all.
E,
Eh?
E.
Yes, Judlin is Canadian. Dun dun dun. So, yeah, that dude, I agree with him, honestly. Like really?
Yeah.
I used to run a show. Bitch, and then now you're just gonna put me off in the side and a thing and let me just write some scripts that you're probably gonna change 90% of anyway. Nah, forget that joint. Forget that, please. I mean, and then like I read on, like some people interpreted it as like he offered it to Judd. He offered the
Executive
somewhere like
producer.
he offered executive producer to Judd and then like settled for Sakura or whatever. I don't know.
That's
I don't know, but that's ridiculous because
yeah,
first of
I didn't
all,
get the impression that it was one or the other.
nah, I didn't get that
Yeah.
either. That's ridiculous. First of all, you know that Saban is gonna go for his Israeli brothers and sisters. What up? So Zakuf is on board, and they be like, Judd Lady, American, right? You could do whatever. Stay in the lane. Stay in the lane. It's fine. Fine. You know, but I mean, I don't blame him one bit, honestly. Don't blame him.
I mean,
No, I don't either.
considering the way Samurai has been written so far, I feel like his talents would be wasted completely on a season like this. If it was going to be run the same way as it is now, then there's no point. Like, why bother getting, anybody? Because all they're doing is just translating the Japanese into English and then throwing in bulk and There are several writers, I mean, Tony Oliver for one, who could do that stuff if that's all they wanted. So yeah. I mean, unless they brought him in to really have creative control over something, then I would love that. Otherwise, well, there you go.
And I'm gonna be 50-50 on it because I'm like, meh.
Yeah, I'm not the world's biggest Jed Lynn fan. He's good, but you know,
Passionate.
he can also produce turds as well, so
Well, I
eh.
mean, the most recent example is RPM, right? And he's continuing on from Eddie's run, yes, but he does a serviceable job at that, right? So to me, that says that he's better than random
Yes.
guy that we don't know, or you know, someone like Zakour.
Johnny
That's why those
Tzak.
are,
Yeah.
yeah.
Better than Yeah, well, it's not hard to be better than Johnny Tzak. When
Not at
you
this
produce
point.
Wild Horse, I mean,
No. Why don't we
come on.
just go with the
Man,
current
you,
season
I
that is
mean,
garbage.
it's like you guys were on the same page. It was a wonderful thing. Spy was like, go on, girl.
Come on, Spy, you gotta admit it.
And
You know
then
it's
you had
true.
to bring it back.
You know it's true. You just don't want
You
to
just
admit it.
went for the cheap shot. That's what you did.
We were all in harmony. We were all like, yeah, yes. And then Wild Force, even though I agree, but Wild Force, like, come on. Keep us together, man. Keep us
Sorry,
together.
but if Samurai is the prime example, then Wild Force is 1A. I don't know what to tell you. It's right there. It is a big sore spot for the entire Power Rangers community.
Oh wow, that's going a bit far, I think. The
Entire
Wow.
Power Rangers community. Entire.
Oh, man. Yeah, so it's yeah, I would, even me not being such a big fan or whatever, I would think he would be wasting his time on Samurai, honestly. I really would. It'd be like, he would just be more frustrated than anything. He's like, why do these people have to have so much inner monologue? Why? You
Yeah, and
know?
even going on the last question that he was talking about, he didn't even want to hear Eddie's ideas. I'm sure he wouldn't want to be literally translating each line of somebody else's work.
Yeah. And I mean, he's expressed disinterest in doing that in the past anyway, and sort of like why Time Force was his last season, reportedly anyway, was partly because of that, because they were going in this more Sentai heavy direction, and he was like, I don't want to do that. Like, what's the point of me even being here? I'm useless to this. I have no creativity or very little. So, you know, he and Jackie at the time just decided to leave, and then you got Wild Force and whatever. Whatever you
What are you saying by
thought of
Holy
it. Whatever you thought of
Yeah.
it.
I mean,
Holy crap balls.
I don't like Time Force and I don't like Wild Force, but I can at least see a clear difference in a little bit more creativity in the former. A little bit more. A little bit. Not a lot, but a little bit. A little bit. And it made it better.
It did.
You know? I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and trumpet Time Force, but it had its moments. Wild Force, no moments. No moments.
I mean, if you want to be really fair, Wild Force did have moments. It
Do
just
not say the Master's Last Stand, or I will punch you in the balls.
well, that whole I mean, the whole subplot ran through the season. So, I mean, it being fair, I mean, okay, well, I'll
Fabulous
say it like
subplot.
this: Wild Force was more creative than Samurai,
Yay! Fools on a
aside from.
farm. Dur, 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 dur.
Unless you count frickin' what's his face, Bulk, Bulk and
Ah,
Spike.
that
That's
guy.
the creative part of Samurai, and that's about it.
It's a pretty good part. Big fan of the
Whatever.
Bulk, but big fan of the Bulk and Spike. Big
Cool.
fan. What? You shush, you hush.
Nah.
Bulk and Spike. Bulk and Spike. Bulk and Spike. Forever.
You would.
What? No,
Forever.
you would. Don't
You
you would
would.
me.
You would. That's all I
Don't you.
need.
Whatever, Wild Force fan. With its great cutting edge comedy.
Never built itself as a comedy.
That's the thing. Like,
Damn
it
sure didn't
isn't.
deliver. Damn sure didn't deliver any laughs.
It's not even trying to be all that funny. Like, where's.
It delivered tears. It definitely delivered tears.
Well, it was supposed to be his parents were dead.
That's not why I was crying.
It's a tragedy. It's a beautiful story of redemption.
It was very tragic. You are correct. I'm an 18-year-old kid, but I still think you can make wishes in the sea.
Yeah!
That was horrible.
He's not a kid.
Made it all the worse.